Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right. Good afternoon, Beamer family. This is your host, Mark Gilowitz, calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina area. And it is a beautiful, wonderful day, and always excited to host Blog Talk Testimonial Tuesdays, because it truly is an opportunity to change lives with this Beamer technology. And you're going to hear some wonderful testimonials, and you'll find out how, you know, lives have been changed. And I have a wonderful privilege to be able to host with you today, and I have a co-host, Sue Barrington. Are you there, Sue?
Yes, I am, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
I know. You know, as being a fellow manager, we've gotten to know each other through Zoom calls and manager events online. Looking forward to the day when we can all get together again. And that's what life is all about, is, you know, being with people and be able to be with people face to face. And but until that happens, you know what, we share this information and testimonials on Tuesday, and hopefully from that you'll listen to this and you'll go, you know what, maybe there is a chance that my life can be changed. And I know just in my clinic last week, you know, we can't do third-party testimonials, so I can't say what happened, but this gentleman came in with two knee replacements, two hip replacements, three back surgeries, and he had been rear-ended on the interstate last year with somebody going 115 miles an hour. And it's only by the grace of God that he survived. And after two sessions, he was in tears, not because of discomfort, but because of me introducing Beamer to him. And you know what? I know that a life is going to be changed. And so I'm hoping that as you listen today, and hopefully if you press 1 on your keypad, you'll get into the queue and you'll be able to share your testimony. And hopefully that testimony will be heard by somebody and they'll get a Beamer and a life will be changed. So that is today's challenge, is call in with your compliant testimonial. And I'm just going to mention a few things on what a compliant testimonial is. And so Beamer is the only Class 2 FDA-cleared medical device, and we're very proud of that distinction. And because of that, you know, we have to be very careful of what we say, and we don't mention anything that's not compliant. So we don't want to mention disease names. So we don't want to say that, you know, Beamer helped, I had diabetes. We want to say blood sugar issues. So keep it generic. We don't want to use drug names. We don't want to use the word pain or cured or treatment. You know, you can say I had extreme discomfort, and after using the Beamer, a Beamer session, then, you know, I felt significantly better and I had no more discomfort. And we don't want to mention specific protocols because there is the Beamer basic plan. And so with that, once again, please press 1 on your phone so you can get into the queue. And I want to hear from you. How has Beamer changed your life? And hopefully, because of that, maybe you can also say, hey, have you been able to change anybody else's life by sharing Beamer? And hopefully those people that are kind of timid, and we had a call, you know, last night where someone had a Beamer for a year before they felt brave enough to share it with somebody else. And after they did, they couldn't stop because they were so excited to be able to change lives with this technology. And it's just real simple. Beamer's not the miracle. Beamer's not the cure, but it allows the body to be miraculous. Isn't that right, Sue?
Yep. Sorry, I muted myself. Absolutely, that's correct.
Yeah.
We're all
and
blessed.
I know. And just real quick, what caused you to get a Beamer? So what transpired in your life that caused you to invest in Beamer?
Sure, I'd love to tell you. So about 9 years ago, I had devastating news that my brother had passed away out of the blue. And I then proceeded to have a series of debilitating injuries, and I'm an incredibly healthy, active person. And, you know, dealing emotionally with a lot of things and then also not being able to move my body and get my endorphins, I became very sad. And 4 years later, literally, of spending thousands of dollars, I went to physical therapy literally for 2 years because I had all these different injuries. And I'm a seeker, though, and believe it or not, no one presented Beamer to me. I actually found it on my own because I had a more expensive device that talked about Beamer on their support show leading the way with over a million users, but ours is better. And so I just thought, well, what's this Beamer thing? And I tried it. Didn't feel anything, but I had done my research, and it just felt right, so I sent the other device back. I had 45 days to do that and bought my Beamer. And the funny thing is my friend heard my excitement and enthusiasm about the hope I had about Beamer before I even had it. It was waiting for me at UPS, and she wanted to buy one, and that's how I actually found out I could sign up to be a distributor and sell it to her, and it turned out to rock my world. I know, it's funny, but I was just sharing from my heart, not thinking I would get anything from it. In fact, I even found a distributor in her area. We Googled it, and then I figured out, wait, I think I can sell it to you. And then, but 2 weeks within using my Beamer, I literally started feeling more internally resistant, and also externally at the gym. I was like, hey, my pathetic workout, but I can work out again tomorrow. I'm not sore. And so I was building muscle back. But the big deal was my emotional state shifted, even though I still had all my discomfort in my body. But I was starting to come out of my emotional issues. And then at 1 month, my first injury disappeared. No longer my newest injury was gone. 10 months, my most major injury, which was to my knee, had dissipated for the most part, and I was starting to build muscle. Anyway, it just goes on forever. But that literally is how I ended up with Beamer, and it's been a miracle.
I know, and, you know, we all have testimonials like that. And being a guy, you know, if something isn't totally debilitating, we tend not to get help. And I remember I'm 56 now, but when I got introduced to Beamer, I was 50 and had this recurring tennis elbow issue. And it just didn't hurt bad enough to do whatever I needed to do to get fixed, but it was just nagging me. And what's interesting is once I got on the Beamer, after 8 minutes, it felt significantly better. The discomfort came back a couple of days later. But after I purchased the Beamer, 6 weeks later, that issue was resolved and it never came back. And then I realized, wait a minute, at age 50, I had impaired blood flow already. My body could not heal itself. Why, after 6 weeks using the Beamer, could then my body heal itself? Well, now I had optimal blood flow, and I didn't before, and now my body can handle things. And so when I do injure myself, that is my frontline, defense is, okay, I've done something to me. Ouch. I'm 56. Just yesterday, I jumped up to grab a limb, which I thought it was dead, to kind of pull it down. It wasn't dead, and I was kind of hanging there by my arm for a few seconds, and I kind of pulled my shoulder a little bit. Well, did I ice it? No. Am I going to a physical therapist? No. I immediately went to my Beamer and got blood flow in that area so then my body can heal itself. And whenever I do pull something and do things that I shouldn't be doing, I heal up a whole lot faster, like if I were 20, not as if I'm 56. So, it's just such a great quality of life. And you know what, in the past when we've talked to people with their testimonials, we ask them, you know, would you want to go back to life before Beamer? And everybody goes, no way, I can't imagine going back. Now, Sue,
yeah,
I need you to – I was going to say, I need you to be compelling.
What's that?
I was going to say, no one has pressed one to get into the queue, so I need you to say something compelling.
Yeah. I was just going to say, someone press one in the queue. No, I was just going to say, I would give anything to have my brother back, but I will say that all the injuries and everything were literally a blessing in disguise that I found Beamer, you know, because just the fact that I mean, it's also selfish thinking about it this way, but I feel so blessed that I can be witness to someone else's life unfolding for the better, because anyone that uses Beamer is going to have an improved quality of life, no questions asked. And it just feels so amazing to be part of that. And I'm sure you share the same sentiments as I do, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And your voice is magic, Sue. And we've got two people that have raised their hand. So we're going to go to our first caller. So area code 910-528, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hello, this is Jane in Lexington, Kentucky. Mark,
hey,
welcome back.
Hey, Jane, thank you.
I hope you're very welcome. And I love both of these stories, particularly the emotional state that you were in that was shifted. I think it does give, Beamer definitely gives us an overall feeling of harmony. I had something just happen the other day. I started out pretty healthy with the Beamer, and I did have a very old injury nagging me, and that was fixed. But the other day, because I'm sitting around this last year more than ever, and I go to the chiropractor and I do all this exercise. But anyway, just from getting up, a muscle in my back on the side turned to rock. And as I was going to bed, I thought, oh, my God, this is crazy. So when I punched on it a little bit, I could feel all the way down to the inside around my psoas and down my leg. And I thought, ooh. So I am going to tell you what I did, because I've already done the Beamer plan. Acute, go high. Chronic, go low. I went high.
Right.
And I am telling you, it was done. It was okay. It completely disappeared. Any of the discomfort at all, inclusive of the muscle being returned to a normal state. It was so fast. That's what blew me away, you guys. That's what really blew me away.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, and it's the basic plan is very simple. You know, on the B body, you want overall blood flow. You start low on intensity 1 and work your way up to 6, and then you rotate from 3 to 6. And then if you have certain body parts that are aching or have situations in joints or whatever, if it's a brand-new situation, on the local applicator, you tend to go high. If it's a long-standing situation, you start low, do a lower intensity applicator, and it's just very simple, very straightforward, and it always works. And the body may take some time to respond, but eventually your body knows what to do. And when it has the oxygen nutrients and the waste is removed, it can do the miraculous. Isn't that right, Jane?
It's beyond unbelievable, and I'm so glad to hear you all use this word miraculous. I've hesitated to use that with people sometimes when I'm sharing information, but I love how you put it, so I wrote it down, allowing the body. Beamer allows the body to be miraculous. That is a great way of getting that word in there, because it is miraculous. And as far as not wanting to have my life without the Beamer, first of all, I thank it. I believe in the energy and everything. So I go, thank you, Beamer, every single morning, and pat the little box. But I have to tell you this real quickly. I have a Beamer Horset, and I have a very dear friend who's 8-hour drive away and good horseman. And she turned to rehab, and she wants to try the Beamer, and she needed it right away. And I thought, man, the fastest way to do this is to send mine to her. To make a long story short, I called her up. I told her that's what I was willing to do for 2 weeks. And she got back to me, and she said, why don't you do it when you're planning to come here? We can really spend some time in the barn together. And I knew that she was sincere with that. And I was so relieved, because I didn't have to send my Beamer vet away.
I know.
Yeah, my horse loves it. He's the best and easiest handle in the whole barn. They love him. They tell me they have never seen a horse with such easygoing disposition and lovely to be around. And I just go, wink, wink. He's a 25-year-old thoroughbred, retired now from riding, and looks like $1 million. Yay,
you know,
Beamer.
What? It helps. It helped. Yeah, exactly. Beamer helps everybody. So we've had, you know, we've had elephants in India, Beamer. They love it. And everything down to we've heard someone Beamer their gerbil, and it helped the gerbil. So everything between elephants and gerbils, Beamer works. So
yeah, size does not matter, does it?
not when it has to do with Beamer, no. And Sue, and I'm sure we all have, you know, interesting stories that we can share. But, you know, I just, Sue, I'd like you to comment on this. You know, we're not hyping Beamer. We're hyping what Beamer allows the body to do, because the body is miraculous. We just don't realize how miraculous it is. And traditional medicine feels that, you know what, we need to put toxic medication in the body to do something, but they don't believe in the body's innate ability to heal. What is your comment on that, Sue?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you, and that's what I was doing for 4 years, was going to alternative therapies and it just some crazy things, actually, even. But, no, we all forget that, and the aging process is decreased microcirculation, and so that's why when people go to the doctor and they have back discomfort or whatever, and the doctor says, oh, you're just aging, and the patient just like, oh, yeah, because I've had people comment about that, and you know, I just, you know, I don't laugh, but I just think, oh my goodness, you know, it doesn't have to be that way, is what I said to one person, and she's repeated that to so many people. It doesn't have to be that way, and it's true, because we are a miracle, and our body, every cell regenerates or has the potential to regenerate, and if all we have to do is get good blood flow going to those cells and making the tissue and the organs, and we can be healthy till our dying day and do the things we love. I truly believe that.
Yeah. It's not about living longer, but it's having the better quality of life that in those last, that last decade of life. And yeah. So thank you, Sue, for sharing that. And Jane, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you, you all. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day. All right, so Jane primed the pump here, so she was our first caller, and we're going to go to our second caller. And once again, if these calls and these testimonials inspire you, then please share your inspiring story as well. So our next caller is area code 352-796. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Mark and Sue. This is Artist Man in Brooksville, Florida.
Hey there, Artist.
How are y'all doing
today? I know you very well.
I know. You've been such wonderful support to me, and you continue to be that support I need. I just wanted to share with you that I have a new testimony. Mark, you've heard
my testimony
many times, how Beamer's kept me out of a nursing home or either living with my children. I had had like 17 falls in 2.5 years, and was having so much difficulty walking with my discomfort in my legs, extreme discomfort. And I bought my Beamer sight unseen, and it's been such a blessing over 4.5 years ago. Well, yesterday I had another fall, and it was
Uh-oh.
Just carelessness. I was looking down at my phone and was trying
Don't
to pull out my chair, and yeah,
Don't
that
text, artist.
Right. I wasn't texting, but I was looking down at it, and I pulled out the chair to sit down, and when I did, don't ask me how it happened, but the chair went under the table, and I fell between the table and the wall, and
ouch.
I hit my head, my
oh.
shoulder, somehow my wrist was hurting and everything when I got up, and I was able to get up, thank God, because several times years ago, I couldn't have gotten up by myself. And I live by myself. I'm a widow. I'm almost 78 years old. And so, of course, the first thing I thought to do was to get on my Beamer, and I did, and I beamed myself another time before I went to bed. And I was amazed when I woke up this morning. The only thing I didn't beamer was my head. And I and when I woke up this morning, that's what I noticed was hurting, my head. And so I thought, well, I'm going to beamer my head this morning because I forgot to do that. I was doing all the other things. But it was amazing, and I'm just so thankful for my beamer. Thank God for it every day.
I know. And Artis, just one thing, and I love your testimony about, because of beamer, you know, you're not in a nursing home or assisted living center, and you can own a beamer for less than 1 month in a nursing home in Florida. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
So,
and probably most any place.
Yeah. So when people say beamer is too expensive, I'm like, what? It's the greatest investment that we can possibly do, but for less than a cost of 1 month in a nursing home, it's
and it was a blessing just to have it here already. Didn't have to go borrow it or find one, or it was right here in my home and I could use it right away.
Yeah. So once again, instead of going to a doctor and then prescribing you some kind of medication, you can take care of it naturally. And I know it's fantastic, but have it. Don't wait for something catastrophic to happen and then have to order a beamer. Have it at home in case something does happen, because eventually something will. Artis, you fell down. I jumped up and grabbed this branch, and it didn't break, and I hung there, and I kind of pulled my shoulder. Now my shoulder's aching. So I went to the beamer. I put the B pad around my shoulder, and you know what? It feels so much better today. So
that's great, and I believe so much in the beamer. I bought all three of my children one because I felt like that's the best gift I could give them. That would be better than leaving them the money.
Absolutely. So I just appreciate your heart and your desire to help change other lives. And so that's the theme for today, is Change a Life Challenge. So I know, and then Artis, because of you, Marge Cantu, you know, was interviewed last night, and she shared how she's been able to change so many lives. But she waited over a year before, you know, she started sharing with others. So we just want to encourage people to start sharing Beamer with others.
She did a fantastic job.
Yeah. So thank you, Artis. And then Sue, I don't want to leave you on the sidelines. Is there anything that you wanted to add or share?
No, just that Beamer has definitely, it's the best doctor bag is what we all say that anyone could ever have. And my most recent one was my new puppy was running and he ran between my legs and I didn't even have a clue on. And I had my little Crocs on, which are sticky, you know, I was in our garage on the cement and smack right down onto the ground. I hit my right knee and I could hardly walk to my bed. It was that bad. And I beamered on program two and program three. And the next, I think before I went to bed, I did it again. And then the next morning, maybe I did one more time and it's good to go. I couldn't kneel on it that day, but I could stretch it and move and no problem. By the next day, I could kneel on it. What I didn't do was I forgot the impact on my wrist when I fell, because the other thing with beamer, I noticed that I don't feel injuries as much as I would have, you know, before beamer, just because I've used it regularly. But I decided to beamer my wrist then that night, a couple nights later, when I actually realized that my wrist also hurt.
Yeah. Thank you, Sue. And then thank you, Artis. So you have a great day.
You're welcome.
Artis.
Thank you. Same to you both.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And I appreciate our callers calling in. And we've inspired some more people to call in. So we've got our next caller, which is air code 907-456. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Wanda in Alaska.
Hey, Wanda in Alaska.
I called last week and told you that I had gone to the eye doctor and that I would call this week and tell you what the results were.
Okay,
so,
I didn't host last week, but yeah, I'm excited to hear.
Well, I've had dry eyes all my life. Well, excuse me, since I was 16. And I've worn glasses since I was 16. And you know that issue when you look at lights and you see it like a star pattern, and they say it cannot be corrected without surgery? Well, when I went to the doctor last week, they said it has improved one click, one whole click. And the doctor let me go to that seminar you talked with me about. So yesterday I sent him the information about the seminar in May for the doctors.
Wow. You know what, these testimonials are fantastic because doctors, they don't normally see that. And I just appreciate him willing to take a look at it because so many doctors won't. They just continue on with how they do things. So that's fantastic. And I'm glad that you had that impact on him. Now, Wanda, so this is something relatively new that's happened. How long have you owned your Beamer?
In a few days, it'll be 3 years.
3 years.
And I've been on it every day, and I'll be 74 in June.
Wow.
And then
Wanda, I can't remember your original testimonial, but what caused you to get your Beamer 3 years ago?
I had a girlfriend who talked about it for 6 months, telling me all the good it was doing her, and she was testing it out, so she wouldn't tell me anything about it, the name or anything. And when she finally did, I bought it sight unseen, and I had joint issues, and I had gut discomfort, extreme gut discomfort, and the joint issues, 20 minutes on the Beamer, totally went away. No more discomfort. And the joint and the gut issues, no more discomfort after being on the Beamer. So, like you say, it helps your body perform miracles.
Yeah.
So,
and
anyway.
Yeah, it just sounds too good to be true. And I'm so glad that a good friend of mine, Rick Roundtree, told me about it, because if a stranger told me about it, I'm not sure if I would have believed them, but once again, I tell people, I said, you know what, Beamer's not the miracle, your body is. Beamer just allows the body to be the miracle that God intended it to be. And
that's correct.
Yeah. Well, Wanda, I'm sure glad that you called in and that you encouraged people. And now, have you help change other people's lives through Beamer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I share it with everybody every day.
Yeah.
And
we just want the very best for everybody. We know people go through so many challenges, and they just don't know about Beamer. So the whole thing is, let's just tell people about Beamer. We don't sell Beamer. We just let them know there's another answer than drugs and surgery. There's blood flow, and nothing does it like Beamer.
There is. Thank you very much, and I'll let someone else get on.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda, for calling in.
Bye.
Sue, I just love these testimonials, you know, young and old, and you know, especially as we get older, the older we get, the more impaired our blood flow is. And, you know, if you have two people in an accident, one's 80 years old and one's 20, the 20-year-old is going to heal faster. They have optimal blood flow, and things are working better. And, you know, one lady earlier, she talked about how maybe, I can't remember if it was you, but talked about how the cells replicate themselves. And I was thinking about being a copycat. You know what? Cells are copycats. If they're unhealthy, they'll replicate, they'll copy, and then they'll form more unhealthy cells. But if they're healthy, the healthy cells will replicate. So let's get healthy cells through optimal blood flow, and let's have our cells be good copycats instead of bad ones. So we've got...
Yeah, it's funny because, do we have another caller?
We do, but go ahead real quick.
Okay. Oh, no, I was going to say it's funny because when I'm talking to someone in a room, if there's a child and an adult and I'm telling them about Beamer, I'll point to the child and say, you know, for example, your child has better blood flow, a better chance to heal than you do. And I basically do the analogy of, you know, because older people don't have as good a blood flow. And then I say, except possibly me, because I've been using a Beamer for 5 years. Sure,
exactly. Yeah, I actually have a T-shirt. And I'm actually wearing it right now. It says, got blood flow, question mark. So that will strike up conversations. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 503-871. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning. This is Peggy Krigvold from Battleground, Washington. And the Wanda you just spoke to has been my bestie for 62 years.
Wow.
And, yes. And after all of the summers that she worked on me when I was in Fairbanks, this last one really resonated because, as I said before, I have a blood sugar disorder, trying to
okay.
phrase that correctly.
Right.
And
thank
this
you for
summer
your compliance.
When I went up there, I had noticed for like a few months that my feet were always freezing, and especially when I went to bed, and I'm going, that's not me. And so Wanda, I was going to Fairbanks and she beamered me. Now I've told this story before, but now what's new is I knew my neck was stiff, so I went to the chiropractor yesterday. And boy, did my neck pop ways it's never popped before. But nevertheless, anyway, during the interview, he was asking me, well, do you have pain anywhere? No. And do you have any headaches? And that one really struck me because I get tension headaches really bad. And it made me go, oh, yeah. I haven't had a headache in 2 weeks. And it was like, okay, I'm going to sit around and wait for the next bunch of side effects to happen, positive side effects to happen.
Right, yeah.
But it was funny. It took somebody to ask me if I had headaches for me to realize I wasn't having a headache.
Yep, I know. And we all... I think a lot of us have been there. We've had issues, and then they go away, and you, one day you realize, wait a minute, I don't even remember when that went away. I don't have it anymore. So,
true.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Very true.
Yeah. Now, Peggy,
all right.
How long have you
well,
had
thank
your
you, and I love you, Wanda.
Hey, Peggy, how long have you had your Beamer?
Only 3 weeks.
Oh,
and
wow.
I went to the academy last weekend, and boy, what a wealth of wonderful information there that, you know,
yeah.
And then when they get into the NASA connection, I mean, all right, the other issue that I was having was before I went to Fairbanks, we were addressing the oncoming bone brittleness, bone disease. And
yeah.
And so I asked Wanda about it, and she told me some of it, and, you know, but it was when, I know she's probably told me before, and I wasn't listening those 2 years, sorry, Wanda, that they brought in the NASA connection. Well, I'm of the generation where astronauts went in space, and you heard all about the problems they had when they came back after extended stay, and I'm going, well, good grief. I mean, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. And maybe I won't
exactly.
have to take a second round of that highly toxic bone medicine.
Yes.
I mean the talk about contraindications that come along with those are a little frightening.
They are. And, you know, Peggy, just after 3 weeks, you've already experienced so much benefit from Beamer. Would love for you to come back in the next month or two to share
okay.
more experiences.
I'm lining up my customers in my head as we speak.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm so excited. I'm so happy that Wanda shared it with you. So she helped change a life with you. And there's just going to be this great ripple effect. And now you're going to help change other people's life. And it's just going to keep going on and on. And our goal is to make sure that everybody in the world knows about Beamer.
Well, you know, I've tried sales before, but anything else that you sell, no matter what it is only a targeted group of people that you're going to reach through that who want your product and would
right.
find your product useful. But the Beamer product is useful to everybody, so you don't cross anybody off your list because, oh, well, they don't wear makeup
right.
or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So it's inspired me in the fact that it is a product everybody can use, and just about everybody I know, I could tell them how it could benefit them.
Exactly.
So hopefully I will, you know, get my inspiration out there a little more and, you know, step across those scary parts.
Yeah.
And just get out there. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, Peggy. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye.
And, yeah, so, Sue, I don't know if this is you, but, you know, some people are more outgoing than others, and I've had times where, you know, I've seen somebody, you can just visibly tell they're in great discomfort, and for whatever reason, I was too busy or whatever, and I didn't talk to them. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I really should have talked to them, not because I can make a sale, because I know they're hurting, and I have an answer for them. So I've really committed to myself that whenever I see somebody in obvious discomfort, I'm going to make sure that I share Beamer with them. Whether they buy from me or from somebody else, I just want them to get help. Don't you feel the same way?
Absolutely. And honestly, I practice Mel Robbins' 5-second rule, and I do. I approach
yep.
people all the time with it. Even a woman sitting in her car with an oxygen tank waiting for a friend to come out of Costco, or a woman walking into the dollar store with her walker. I just, you know, I don't hesitate. And all they can do is say, no, I'm not interested. But if you don't tell them, you just feel terrible.
You know what? I just on a side note, you mentioned Mel Robbins. I absolutely love Mel Robbins. If you're listening to the show and you don't know who Mel Robbins is, you need to Google Mel Robbins. It's a wonderful, amazing lady. She wrote a book called The 5-Second Rule, which I have, but just Google Mel, M-E-L, Robbins, and she is just so inspiring and so, just not just inspirational, but she got practical things that we can do, like the 5-Second Rule. So when you don't feel like doing something, you just start counting back from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and before you get to 0, you do what you were, quote, fearful of doing, and it's so rewarding, and we train ourselves to act on things because our body doesn't like being out of a comfort zone and nobody likes going up to strangers, but it's so rewarding when we do. So Sue, we don't have any other callers, so we've got 6 minutes left to the end of the show. So if there are no more callers in the next little bit, then we're just going to end up early. Sue, is there anything that you wanted to say before we sign off?
No, basically just if, because I mean, I've been a department store manager before, but mostly I was just a stay-at-home mom and a assistant preschool teacher for a short time. But, and no one likes to be, I don't know, maybe there are some people, but that likes to be thought of as like a salesperson or whatever. And so I like to approach Beamer as, you know, I'm serving people, literally. I mean, sometimes I don't want to, like I'm busy doing something else, but I see someone that I feel like would need it. So I try to usually go up and approach them. But I just think of that, you know, if someone had never, and no one did tell me, but if I knew about something and, or someone knew about something and didn't tell me, you know, it's just, you know, it's almost a crime, it seems like. But I just try to look at it with a servant's attitude, and that just gets you out of your little shell and, you know, just share from the heart
right.
and release the outcome.
Yep. And, you know, like, you know, Peggy, was introduced to Beamer by Wanda. What if Wanda hadn't shared it with Peggy? And, you know, artists who called earlier, because of artists, she has helped change hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives. And the first time that Beamer was introduced to me by Rick Roundtree, I invited people over. Anybody knew that had health issues, I invited them over. And it was my good friend David Smith came to that presentation. And you know what? He then introduced it to artists. And because he was there and then he introduced it to artists, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lives have been changed. So you never know what doors God's going to open up. And just don't, you know, don't be fearful or scared, but just have that attitude that I have the opportunity to change a life today. So that is the challenge this week. When you see somebody and you that little inner voice says, you know what, I should go up and share a Beamer with them, do it. And if you don't want to, start counting 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then do it before you get down to 1. So, all right.
And then call in
next
week and let us know how it went.
Exactly. So, Sue, thank you so much for co-hosting with me. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane, and artists, and Wanda, and Peggy, for calling in. And all you listeners, this show can be shared with others. So, share with others and keep sharing Beamer and change a life today. God bless y'all. See you soon.